Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, certainly golf takes center stage as the Masters unfolds today through Sunday. Technology in the game collegiately has taken off. I'm going to allow veteran Hoosier men's head coach Mike Mayer describe the very latest. He joined me the other night on Sports Talk when we were live from Yogi's. Please say hello to TrackMan.
The latest TrackMan, it's called TrackMan 4. It's got dual radar.
That's your newest recruit, isn't it? TrackMan?
It does everything but hit the ball for you. It's like Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. It will line up the ball. It will tell you where to hit it. It will tell you everything. It gives you so much data. And you know what? These new kids are very visual kids anyway. They love seeing that kind of information. And this thing is, you have to see it to believe it. Along with that, we have the new Sam Putt Lab. It does the same thing as TrackMan does, except for the putter. Then we have great video capabilities with three fixed cameras in each bay. We can literally take a picture a second. It's just amazing what we can do, and I'm growing into it and learning it. New TrackMan 4 has dual radar, so one radar is for the golf ball. It will tell you how fast the ball is moving, how much it's spinning, the RPMs, how much side spins on the ball, how far it's going, how fast it's getting there.
When alive. TrackMan, I tell you, it's had a big difference, too, going into the Hoosier Collegiate, which Indiana will host over at Otter Creek in Columbus this weekend. Three Hoosiers, Jake Brown, who was atop the leaderboard last weekend, a redshirt freshman, Brendan Doyle, a sophomore, and junior Andrew Havel. All have scoring averages below 75 this season. Last year, keep in mind, only one Hoosier player was below 75 strokes per round. TrackMan. And we haven't even gotten into yoga. We'll have that for you next week. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, following that dramatic NCAA National Championship game the other night that Villanova pulled out, here we go again on the pro level. Today through Sunday, the Masters in all of its splendor. You know, as great as that basketball finish was, are we set now for perhaps, the question I asked the other night to Golf Week magazine contributing writers, our own Mike Lascott and Lance Ringler, could we be in line for, maybe this one?
It all depends on if the leaderboard is bunched up on Sunday, that's when we see the fireworks there. You know, there's a lot of eagles that could be made. There's doubles and triples up just about any time you take the club back. So, yeah, we could. And with the field this year, I mean, unless somebody, decides to run away and hide a little bit, yeah, we could be in for a good one.
The only way anybody's going to run and hide, Joe, is if there's a weather problem on Thursday and somebody hits the right side of the draw and goes 65-66 and gets out in front. And then if the wind picks up on the weekend where par's a good score and they're already out three or four, there's too many good players. Lance has nailed it. But the theater, the opportunity is a key word. This back nine, this tournament on Sunday, gives an opportunity to players to execute shots in the most pressure situations. There's that opportunity there. That's why people tune in. The Masters, you have to take by the scruff of the neck and go win the golf tournament. That's why everybody loves it.
As Mike Lascott and Lance Ringler were saying, it's up in the air. Jordan Spieth will try to join Tiger, and Nick Faldo and Jack Nicklaus is the only back-to-back winners. He set that 36-hole scoring record and tied the 72-hole scoring record in a wire-to-wire victory last year. Rory McIlroy needs a victory this weekend to become the sixth player to complete the career Grand Slam. Lots going on down at Augusta National. I'm Joe Smith.